Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Sports Hub.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bengal Wars.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bagamoney.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, Miss Cash. Oh!
98.5, the Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. And with the return of all things fantastic, basketball, hockey, we got Danny Ainge going to be on at 9 o'clock, which is fantastic. It's been a long time. He'll be on every week until the season is over for the Celtics, and that also means lots of gambling, lots of betting, and the Bankroll Boys in full and complete. Oh, I have a sponsor for you guys. Bankroll, you're brought to you by DraftKings. Look, you guys are like super important. Brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has two $1 million top prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SportsHub during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. I'm going to give you a reference that only Joe Murray will understand. Maybe Lifshatz will, but I don't know if he's a metalhead. But for 13 years, I was told that this is the year that Tool was coming out with a new album, and they're like, no, this time it's for real. No, Maynard says it's going to happen. And after a while, I was just like, dude, just tell me when the album's out. That seems to be what's going on with sports gambling in Boston. I keep getting all of these notices that, hey, there's a bill that's being pushed through, and it looks like it's going to happen. That's why the other day, when I tweeted you guys, I said, is this like a big deal? Because everyone seems to be flipping out. It sounds like maybe, just maybe, we're finally at the place where gambling is going to be legalized or sports gambling in Massachusetts, and everyone for one day was happy. And then what happened last night there, Dan Lifshatz?
Well, Dan, before you go, Dan Lifshatz had an epic rant. We did our NBA preview last night. I suggest going to 98.5thesportshub.com.
Wait, Dan got pissed about something?
Dude.
Shocking, right?
That's not true.
No, I mean, it's worth it. We can't play it on the air. It's worth it.
Yeah, no, it is not. It's not playable.
How about you say it now? I mean, it's like we have you on. I mean, you can speak.
Okay, so the update happened last night. We live in the dumbest state ever. I'm sorry. I don't care. This state effing blows. It's terrible. What are you doing? Free money. Free money to the state. Now we'll just keep pushing it off. Everyone's sitting at home. We have tons of money available. What are we going to do? Oh, we'll just keep pushing it off. No problem. We'll miss out on the largest betting handle ever. Ever. The state sucks. I'm so tired of living in this stupid state with these stupid betting rules. Rhode Island figured it out. New Hampshire figured it out. But Massachusetts can't. I don't, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's just ridiculous. And it's not like it's a major, major deal for us because there's still ways of doing it. But just like it would make you money, free money. Everyone's doing it anyways, but you just don't want your free money. I don't understand.
And Rich, just to explain, this would be the biggest handle. What we mean by handle is think about all the money people that would be bet on this year. NFL, NBA, NHL, people have been chomping at the bit to get sports back. And to Dan's point, okay, we can just go to New Hampshire. We can go to New Jersey. We can get to New Jersey in under 5 hours. We can go to other places and do this. The fact that this, and they tried to pass it through an economic development bill, which did pass, but they didn't pass sports betting. I reached out to Steph Solis last night. She's from Mass Live. She's been updating everybody on what's going on. So they pretty much, the House denied it. Some guy named Brady denied it last night. But she does say that sports betting isn't dead yet in Massachusetts. The legislature is seeking to extend its session. Assume that it does happen. It could be on the table in a month or two, but this was something that could have been passed by Friday, and they chose against it. And again, this could be the biggest handle in sports like betting history. Here in Massachusetts, they get 15% sales tax. There's a tax on it. 15%.
Is this not passing because the state is being like moral arbiters or sanctimonious, or is it because there's people who feel they're not getting enough of their finger in the pie?
I mean, the teams are getting, listen, the teams are supporting it. The Red Sox with MGM and DraftKings and FanDuel, I believe, signed a letter and said, please, please legalize this. This is stupid. Legalize it already. The teams, I think, were going to get 1%. Like, they passed that amendment, you know, as part of it. There's so much here to make pretty much everyone happy. You know, the politicians, I don't care what they say. You're getting your payoffs from the teams. You know, the teams are getting their cut. Everyone would be happy, but no, they still can't pass it because we live in a state that couldn't, you know, figure out how to allow drinking on Sundays until what, 2003? So we're behind the times. I believe 22 other states have already passed this stuff, and we're lagging behind again. It's just it's embarrassing, man. There's
they don't want it as part of the economic development bill. That seems to be the holdup right now, which I don't understand whatsoever. And I'm ignorant to politics, but like again, this could be a huge cash grab at 15% tax, and they're missing out because so many people are betting, and instead it's going to go to the other states that border Massachusetts.
Yeah, just go to Rhode Island. Just go to Rhode Island. Just go there. Oh, you want to bet on DraftKings? I'll drive up half an hour to New Hampshire and I'll place the bet there. And Nashua, Massachusetts, you won't get my money. How about that?
That's right. I'll go to Nashua. We can buy our smokes and bongs for right. Get fireworks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, the stupidity level off the charts.
It really is just this.
But you're secretly happy, Joe, aren't you? Because you're still getting your vig now from all the people who are paying
you. Listen, we're going to get the vig anyways because nobody wants to pay 15%.
Of course.
So I just want the other people like you to, like, you know, be able to just access. Dude, they were talking about, like, having this at, like, all over the place. Like, anywhere you wanted to go, you could do mobily. Now, you can't go to, like, a Suffolk Downs or something like that, but you can do it on mobile. You know what I mean? You can pretty much just open up your phone and bet on whatever you want. Imagine being on Keno on your phone. Like, people would die for that stuff.
I'm telling you, there is, and Lifshatz, I know you've done it. And Joe, I think you've done it. But there really aren't many better weekends than going to a sports book on like for March Madness, for the opening weekend of March Madness, or like an NFL Sunday, especially during the playoffs. There really aren't many better happy places in the world for me than getting to a sports book early, placing all your bets, getting a cup of coffee, like, you know, and just sitting there and just waiting for the games to start. And then you just sit there with a group of people who all have money on the game, and it is, it's just fun as hell. That's, to me, it's more than anything. It's not even about making the money or whatever. It's just playoff weekend, and everyone around you's freaking out. It's, to me, that's my happy place. And the fact that we were so close to getting that, you know, having like a little thing at the Encore, the station could have done something. We could have had the Bankroll Boys host it. You guys could have been up there, you know, giving us some degenerate bets to throw up there. It just seemed like such a utopia.
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's like issues going on in the world, and financially, I think this could help a little bit. I do. And, you know, I don't want to go down a political route, but like, they're missing a big opportunity here. a big, massive opportunity here.
It's just, I mean, forget about the politics. The state gets free tax money, and they don't want it, and instead they want it to go to Rhode Island and New Hampshire. I don't know who the politicians are involved in this. I don't do any of that stuff. I'll tell you this. You're all stupid. All of you. You're dumb. You suck. I hate you. You're a politician. You voted it down. You're an idiot. Go to Rhode Island. Stay in Rhode Island. Go wherever you want to go. Stay there. Stop becoming a politician. You're an idiot.
I hate you.
Cal Jones hates Jackie Bradley Jr. I hate you.
All right. Well, I mean, what makes this even more absurd is that they've already popped the cherry and allowed gambling. Like, there's casinos here now.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
if
this was a couple years ago, I'd be like, all right, well, that's just their stance on things. But no, they've allowed gambling.
Do I even bring up marijuana? Like, marijuana's doing pretty damn well in Massachusetts, right? Everyone's going to the shop. They're making money. And the tax is great. Everyone's all ho-hum getting their weed. Like, everything's fine with that. And they, I don't know. Last I checked, they made a lot of money on that. But sports betting? Oh, no. It's ridiculous.
You can buy a million scratchies. Scratchies, cool. Betting on Keno, whatever you want. Oh, sports? No, bad. Wag the finger. No. Like, it's ridiculous. You guys suck.
All right, well.
I'm glad he's in the other room.
Oh, is he? There's spittle all over the
place. He's fogging up the glass.
I'm going to have to clean this mic off.
Right, okay, well, I want to actually bet on something. So I want to find a little bit of my happy. But it's been like one of the few little joys during all of this is that, you know, Lifshatz and Murray, you guys have had these ridiculous things I've been betting on. And as I said, on Sunday mornings or Saturday morning, like waking up and seeing the tweet emojis of, you know, little things of money. Like, hey, your Korean soccer team ended up winning. It's been a little happy nugget during what's not been the happiest of times for all of us, I think, over the last few months. So let's get some bets. You guys, Lifshatz, you mind hanging out for a second? You got nowhere to go, right?
Nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. I can't go place a bet anywhere. Nowhere to go.
Lifshatz for mayor.
Yeah, that's right, because everything is in full gear right now. Celtics, Bruins, all the other things. We will get to that right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jay Sue with a Sarge movies out on the lawn. And a spread full of food paid for by Andy Wong. Chicken teriyaki combo meal.
Spare ribs.
And mushu pork.
Kowloon Joe and his Kowloon friends. Watching flicks. The party never ends. They're the kings of Saugus. Hey, look, is that John Cena's dad?
98.5, the Sports Hub, Kowloon Joe, a member of the Bankroll Boys, also a guy who likes calling his bros and say, dude, let's go to a drive-in together and check out a Rocky movie at the Kowloon. We got him and Dan Lifshatz, who has calmed down.
He hasn't calmed down at all.
Yes, I have. I'm nice and calm.
No, you aren't.
He's wiped down the spittle from the big glass window that's in front of him. I see you guys are getting invited by places in New Hampshire to come and gamble with them, which I thought was kind of funny. They're all saying, hey, well, listen, if you're so pissed off, come on up here. But there is a slate of games in front of us. And, man, the stuff that you guys sent me this morning, it is the longest list we've had in a long time because there's so many great things to gamble on. Let's start first with You know what? I want to start with the NBA season because I saw some pretty ridiculous bets on things you can actually put money on right now. One thing I was surprised by is that when it's to win a championship, the Celtics they've got 14-1 odds. Right now they are in the fourth highest odds. Lakers first with 12-5, Clippers with 13-4, Bucks 13-4, and the Celtics 14-1. They are tied actually with the Rockets just the Rockets. All right, where are you putting your money, and is it wise to put a couple dollars on the Boston Celtics?
So we actually discussed this last night on the preview podcast we did for the NBA. I think the Rockets are maybe the worst bet that you listed there, so I wouldn't go near anything like that.
Couldn't agree more. Not agree more.
Horrendous bet. I think they're going to end up being really disappointing in the upcoming eight games or whatever you want to call it. I would say the Celtics are probably a team that's being overvalued by the books. And Joe, I think, would agree with that. Now, again, it doesn't even really have to do with the preseason games. I just think that the regular season, whatever it is, I really think that just no matter how it goes, unless they essentially get that 2 seed, they're going to have to meet Milwaukee, most likely, in the second round. You either get the 2 or 3 seed. They might be okay if Toronto can make it, you know, to the quarterfinals, and then they'll face Toronto. But still, you're asking for a lot. I think the Celtics are going to end up, honestly, probably facing, you know, if they only win 4 or 5 games here, I don't know. I would say that there's little to no value in them.
I don't think there's any value, Rich. I think that even opening night tomorrow, I don't think there's much value. But depending on where the line ends up, there's 3 teams, man. Lakers, Clippers, Bucks. We discussed it last night. I have placed a bet on the Clippers to win the championship this year. But I don't like where they're going right now. Kawhi Leonard shot 26% from the field in a scrimmage. But I think that's a guy that knows how to turn it on. Lou Williams the first couple of games. Harrell's out. Beverly's out. I don't know if they're on track. I think this could be in a shortened season. It might be a LeBron James, Lakers, Anthony Davis, or nothing else.
Why the hell are the Sixers getting so much love? I mean, is it just because it's Philly and people want to vote or want to bet on them? But I mean, they got they're right below the Celtics, and I just think that if there's a team, I think that the teams that are going to succeed the most in this bubble are the ones that are the mentally toughest, the ones that can turn it on when you're in a bubble and be able to do all the right things and behave themselves. And just the Sixers seem to be the antithesis of that.
Yeah, they were
just
horrible, weren't they? They were like 10-24 on the road this year, right? Yeah, they were awful.
They were one of the worst road teams in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I would say neutral court is definitely more of a road, you know, road side than a home side. And so I think that, you know, it absolutely kills the Sixers in any playoff scenario, in my opinion. So again, I don't really see a lot of value in them either. In fact, I think in the Eastern Conference, the most value you can really find outside of the Bucks, because I think that they're probably a shoe-in for the Eastern Conference Finals, I think it's Miami. I think Miami has the veterans and the combo of the vets, the youth, and the coach.
And they got a decent coach, yeah. And Jimmy Butler is going to be their star.
Another bad road team, though, guys.
Yeah, but they're in Orlando.
But so they've also But John, they also got much better on the road side the second half of the season. You know, I think it's a team that, you know, if you really want to talk about someone that possibly come out of these, that's a dark horse. I don't think that it's Boston or Philly.
Just in betting terms, the handle is 48% of the money is on Milwaukee to go to the Eastern Conference Final.
Okay, real quick. How many regular season games the Celtics have? Is it 9 before
Eight.
The season starts?
Eight.
Okay. Well, this is kind of funny because you can bet the over-under win total just on the remaining regular season, and they have the Celtics at 5.5 and the Brooklyn Nets at 2.5. I'm going over-under on that. I think the Celtics will win at least 6.
Well, here's the deal. It depends, right? They're going to rest Kemba Walker. There's a lot of things there. But the Celtics do have one of the most favorable schedules. They get the Bucks off the bat, but you get the Blazers, Heat, Nets, Raptors, Magic, Grizzlies, Wizards. Wizards stink.
And then the Nets stink.
And
you should beat the Grizzlies. So you should have at minimum 3 wins there. You probably have to find another 2. I think they end up going 5-3, especially with Kemba. You know, Kemba's not going to play every game, and he shouldn't. And I think that Joe.
But they have
Joe
something to play for. That's why I think they'll hit six, because you're right. The second seed is still in play, and they do have something to play for. That's why I believe that they'll probably end up getting to six. And I think it's going to be more of a. I think it will be exactly six. But that Nets team, I mean, nobody's playing. Like, everybody's hurt or not on the trip, and they're not there. Like, I think 2.5, I think you pound the under on that one.
Again, but I think you're looking at the same thing that everyone else is, and so you see that line. And again, I think that
it's a square play, is what you're saying.
Well, it definitely is. But I also think that when you look at these lines, Rich, all that stuff has already been factored in. It's already been built into the line.
We gave this last night. We think the Clippers go under 5.5 in the 8 games. They don't have to play all their guys. They'll be without Lou Williams and some other guys. They're a team, again, that's already going to make the playoffs. They know how to turn the switch on. I'd go under 5.5 Clippers in the regular season.
All right. Do I put money on the Bruins? I don't see the odds here in front of me, but, I mean, is that something I should put money on for the championship? I mean, it seems like you're probably not going to get great value, but it sounds like it would be a decent bet to make.
I would say no. Unfortunately, I want to be wrong in this one. I wanted to be wrong last year when I had the Blues in the Cup Finals.
Squares don't win in hockey.
Yeah, it's especially those top seeds. It's been how many years since a top seeded
Chicago,
NHL team won?
Way back.
Yeah, I just it doesn't happen too often. Now, it's a weird year. Obviously, things are different this year, so. I think that there's definitely a possibility it could happen. You know, it's going to be really whoever gets hot early. And trying to judge, whether or not the Bruins, who are an older team, are going to get hot early, I would go with no. I would say that it's going to take them a little bit to kind of get, hot and going. Because they, when we stopped, they were rolling. And I'd say that is actually going to hurt them. So I would go with no. I'd say maybe a younger team like Colorado has a better chance if you want to take, a mild, mild long shot type team.
Okay. Has the win total changed for the Patriots since all of these players ended up jumping ship?
No.
Wow. So nothing has changed in Vegas, even with Hightower and all those guys opting out.
Nope. The win total has not changed. The Super Bowl odds have not changed.
It's a little bit. I've seen some of the money, like -125 to eat. Like, that's really the only thing I've really seen. So, no, it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because some of them are holding their breath that maybe Bill Belichick's going to make some sort of decent move with all the money that he's got.
Could be. And then, again, we read this morning, I was telling John, Bert even mentioned it too, but they still haven't agreed on finalizing all these COVID protocols. So once that's signed, then teams have 7 days to make a decision. So once
I think it's the 6th is the official date that they can opt out.
That means it would be the 13th. That's we got another 15 days to go here. People can opt out within 15 days. There could be some big names.
All right. So I need a degenerate job. I have won a decent amount of money over the last couple of weeks. I bet a double dinghy on some sort of South Korean team that I had no idea what I was betting on, but it won. Give me something.
Well, just real quick, Rich, did you see these Emmy awards? I know you were going over some of these Emmys yesterday.
Yes.
Do you see any value? Outstanding drama, Succession, Ozark, Better Call Saul, The Crown. Is there anything you see here? Outstanding comedy series that maybe you'd wager on?
I think that, and I have to spell it now every time I say it. Schitt's Creek, S-C-H-I-T-T-S, Creek, is right now the favorite to win Outstanding Comedy Series. That is not a value bet, but I do believe it's going to win. A lot of people, that's going to be a show that's kind of like, you remember how The Office was big when it was on, but it got even bigger, as the years went on. This is going to be a show like that. And now a bunch of people during the quarantine have discovered it. I think it's going to get all the votes. I think that's going to win. But people like weirds, like the Outstanding Drama Series, I don't know, The Crown or some crap like that's going to win. Something like, I just always, like, there's always like some head scratching crap that ends up winning it all. Put it all in The Mandalorian. That's what I say.
What do you got, Dan, for a bet?
Oh, yeah. The degenerate special. All right. We're going super, super degenerate this week, guys, because there was not a ton in the South Korean top flight division.
Hang on. More degenerate than South Korean soccer?
I can't wait to find out what this is.
Yes.
What
do you got? We're actually going to the South Korean Soccer Division 2 League.
Give it
AAA
to me.
South Korean soccer.
Injected in my veins. What do you got?
So we're going Seoul E and Bucheon FC 1995. Obviously a more recent football club, over 2.5 this week.
Okay.
Over 2.5.
Let's do another double dinghy. Let's do $300 on that
300
one.
$300 on AAA Korean soccer.
This is great. Like, there's a scale. The stranger the event, the better chance that I usually end up winning.
Is there even a way to follow this?
I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to follow. What day is it? Just let me know what day it is.
Sunday morning at 6 a.m.
Good. I'm going to look forward to that nice little emoji tweet that I get. All right. Dan Lifshatz, appreciate you coming in. Mr. Joe Murray, we are going to get to something that we have been postponing for 2 days. And we had a bunch of breaking news over the last couple of days. But you know what? The return of Brookline 911 will be coming very soon. We're very happy about that. Things getting back to normal. And we've had requests for this. And to be quite honest, I haven't heard this since we did it. We went out of our way and we said, let's kind of switch things up and not go Brookline. Let's see what's going on in Marblehead. And it ended up being one of the more ridiculous ones. We will do that right after Joe Murray's headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Sports Hub.
Toucher. Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
There's someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway that's... I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
What is that?
There is a man taking a poop.
He's having a good time, because everyone's angry in Brookline.
Turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
98.5 Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich. And everyone's angry in Brookline. Real 911 calls from the people of Brookline, Massachusetts, which, as we've learned, is one of the strangest, angriest places in the entire country. A lot of petty phone calls about petty things, and for a while, we've been taking those calls and playing them on the air, but I mentioned something a little while back. I said, you know, I wonder if there's any other city that might be interesting, as interesting as Brookline. Brookline's kind of a special kind of weird, the way there is. There's tons of money there, so there's feelings of entitlement, and you hear that in a lot of these calls, and just how petty some of them are. There's a dispensary there, so there's, yep, you know, a little bit of that. You're pretty close to, you know, the city, so they don't like some of the city folk coming into their part, yeah, of town. It's
Brookline definitely has its own sections. Like, there's Route 9. There's, like, the... like where they're all, like the nice schools are, like Cleveland Circle, yeah,
this
area.
This is Village over by,
yep, the
over
Village.
By
there's
West
Coolidge
Street.
Corner area.
I used to live. Yep.
So it's a special kind of weird, and it's almost set up perfectly for these 911 calls. But I said, hey, is there any other city out there that maybe I hadn't been thinking about that you might get the same or maybe even a different kind of dynamic where you would find very interesting calls? And there was one town or one area that stood out amongst the rest that a ton of people suggested, and I didn't quite get why, but I did the people's bidding, and that area was Marblehead.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I used to live the next town over.
Okay. Why should Marblehead be interesting?
Because it is a secluded spot. It's up against the coast. And Joe, back me up on this. There is a crapload of money in that town.
Big time money, mansions, beaches, and that's it.
And okay. People pay the extra money to be secluded because it's off the beaten path. There's no main highway that goes right by.
And I believe you can only enter either through Swampscott
exactly.
or Salem.
Or no, you can go up. You can come up from the south through Lynn, take 1A, and go that way.
Okay, here's what I know about Marblehead. Is that every time I go there, the first thing I see is, oh, my God, this place is unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
And the second thing is, oh, my God, it's going to take me 15 hours to get back to Boston. Yeah,
correct.
Like, I mean, it's so far off the highway. And maybe that's the way they want it. And maybe that's why
it's on the ocean.
And maybe that's why people were suggesting Marblehead, is maybe there's this feeling of entitlement. I'm not sure. All I know is that I got the calls. I got the 911 calls. So we have a twist today.
So what are rich people calling for?
We are moving locations from Brookline.
Let's get out of the city.
To North Shore 911.
Yeah.
I have a little twist to this theory.
That's
why
right.
don't we insert Shane Knighty into
the sheriff. Or
the sheriff.
Or better yet, we insert Marblehead into Brookline 911.
What are the mansion people call in for?
And as I said, I was like, fine. A lot of people seem to think that this would be an interesting place. I don't know what you're looking for. And then I got the phone calls. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are real 911 calls to the Marblehead Police Department.
Yes.
Let's start with, are you doing these or me, Dan? I'm doing them? Okay, all right, let me pull these up here as the phones start lighting up of people who know what we're talking about. Once again, this was all new to me, but I listened to your advice. Here is call number one to Brookline, or Marblehead, rather, 911.
Marvelous, please record a line.
Hi there. I do want to talk to someone who might be able to help me with my son. He's being frustratingly oppositional, and I wondered if there's someone I could talk to.
Okay.
And how old is he? 14.
Okay. And is this happening right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just refusing to go to camp, and he's just lying around in bed, and he's just... This is a pattern with him.
Okay.
Imagine calling.
I mean,
calling the police on your children?
Well, no, it's not even that. It's that the parenting is so poor that you're going to call the police to come force this kid to go to camp.
Being oppositional.
Frustratingly so.
Rich is shocked. His mouth is just open.
This is a 911. Isn't the first line when they pick up his 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah,
my kid's playing video games.
Yeah.
He won't come to dinner. Have a cop come over here and show him who's boss. Oh, my God.
This is worse than kicking dirt in the field.
Oh, man.
This might be one of the worst.
Marvelous, please record a line.
Hi there. I do want to talk to someone who might be able to help me with my son. He's being frustratingly oppositional, and I wondered if there's someone I could talk to.
Okay.
And how old is he? 14.
Okay. And is this happening right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just refusing to go to camp, and he's just lying around in bed, and he's just... This is a pattern with him, and we've got to find a way to break the pattern. He's just being really difficult.
Okay, let me have a cruiser come up.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, that is the best.
Dan has a good point. He said this is scared straight Marblehead, where the police show up and force the kid to get out of bed and go to summer camp.
We got a problem. We got a problem on Lover's Lane. What is it?
Devereaux Beach Lane.
Stamp kid was not playing Fortnite. And I love it, too. It's like, oh, he's heading to camp. He's just...
Yeah, he's just refusing to go to camp, and he's just...
Imagine being so bad a parent that you have to call a cop on your kid because they're not listening to you. And by the way, much respect to the lady at the end of this, because she just straight up just goes, I'm not dealing with this. I'm sending a cop.
Yep.
She's like, I'm not even going to try to debate you. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, and you're getting a cop coming your way. I mean, it's like...
He's just being really difficult.
Okay, let me have a cruiser come up.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, now I get it.
Jesus.
So they call the cop. the kid gets scared because he sees the cop and then gets up.
Someone just said, this is John from Vegas. This is just like that scene in Blow where Johnny Depp's parents turn him in.
Yeah.
Someone said, there's someone you can talk to, ma'am. Your husband.
Yeah. Or a doctor. Oppositional defiant disorder, ODD.
So someone said, let me get this straight. A 14-year-old teenager just wants to sleep? Well, that's what teens do.
Maybe he's stoned.
Maybe he is. Maybe he is. All right. Well, we continue with these calls. Once again, Marblehead was suggested. I didn't understand why. And then I got the tapes, and I'm like, all right, man. Now I get it.
And if you've been through Marblehead, it's just mansions.
You understand. Yep.
And a beautiful, beautiful beaches and a nice downtown, and that's about it.
Yeah. Somebody said new Touch and Rich shirt. Frustratingly oppositional. All right, let's get to another 911 call from Marblehead, of all places. Here we go.
Police
call.
Yeah, I'm calling. I got a complaint. There's a guy washing his boat with a power washer in the street, and this guy's out on a public street with a pressure washer washing his boat. That shouldn't be done. Okay, and what's your name? A boat on a trailer. My name is, I don't want it to come back to me. I mean, I'm a neighbor, let's put it that way. Okay? And, you know, this guy just moved in there about, you know, 6 months or a year ago, and it doesn't make any difference whether he's been there 20 years. Nobody's supposed to pressure wash the bottom of a boat in a restricted area. You can't do that at the yacht club. So anything else would have to be.
Go to the yacht club if you want to do that. Next thing you know, this guy's going to be washing his car in his front yard.
Wow. The water's everywhere.
But Dennis Eckersley better not live in Marblehead. That son of a bitch is going to be out there.
That'd be a problem.
You're going to be calling him saying, hey, man, the old P-Wagon needs a rub down.
Washing a boat on a public street.
Well,
that happens in every community.
He's new.
Moved in there about, you know, 6 months or a year ago, and it doesn't make any difference whether he's been there 20 years. Nobody's supposed to pressure wash the bottom of a boat in a restricted area. You can't do that at the yacht clubs or anything else. It has to be in an area where the water's contained.
Okay, and pleading ignorance, because I don't know the law, what is a restricted area? Where can they do it?
Well, like in a boatyard at the Eastern Yacht Club, you just can't wash your boat on the dock. So the last thing this guy should be doing is doing it in a public street.
Okay.
He's got a red pickup truck and a boat hooked to the back of it. And it's,
this is obviously a massive boat. It's on the back of a pickup truck. It's like a yacht. This guy's rubbing. It's like the Titanic. It's taking up all the space in the room. Do it at the yacht club like a normal, respectful human being.
At the Eastern Yacht Club, you just can't wash your boat on the dock. So the last thing this guy should be doing is doing it in a public street.
Okay.
He's got a red pickup truck and a boat hooked to the back of it. And it's, he just shouldn't do it, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, that guy didn't even say that they were going to send a cop. He was like, okay, cool, man. Bye. Yeah. All right, we're done. This phone call is over with. Oh, my God, this is a, I never knew.
Imagine if someone called the cops on you for, like, washing your car.
Let's go to Aaron. Aaron on line one. Aaron, what's up, man? You're on Touch and Rich.
Yeah, I do work in Marblehead. My business is mostly out of Marblehead. Let me tell you something. These people suck. They are the worst people that you've ever had to deal with. All they do is they bitch and moan. They want everything done by that. They have all this money. They are the worst. You guys should do this every week. You're going to get some great phone calls by these people because they are the worst.
Dude, I never knew. Like, I mean, it was just like everyone. It was funny because I mentioned it. I was like, hey, are there any other cities? And I was thinking, you know, Revere, Everett, that might be going. Mm. But I mean, overwhelmingly, people are like, dude, go to Marblehead. And I was like, Marblehead looks like a pleasant place. Looks gorgeous out there. I think everyone seems like they're extremely happy. And then, of course, you end up getting things like...
he's just refusing to go to camp, and he's just, lying around in bed.
Oh, this stuff is too good. All right, well, we have more of that. More where that came from, believe it or not. And we will continue with a special edition of not Brookline 911, but Marblehead 911 right after this.
My son, he's being frustratingly opposite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich.
Like, he dresses an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time, 'cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
Toucher and Rich, 617-779-0985. A couple of weeks ago just said, hey, you know, listen, we've been taking these calls. Brookline's a special kind of place for there's a weird mix of people and things going on, and it makes for very strange and sometimes entitled and weird 911 calls. Is there any other city like that I'm just not even thinking about? And, I mean, it was, to be quite unexpected, the majority of the people said, well, Marblehead. And Marblehead was so far off my radar. As I said, I was thinking of places like, you know, Revere or Brockton or somebody like, you know, Cambridge. But the fact that all of these people, like, seem to know something that I didn't know, and then I got the calls, and now I thank you. I applaud you, good people, for pointing me in that direction.
Because in Brookline, you have city problems. This weird guy's walking along the street. He's parking in my spot.
Yeah.
It's simple stuff, but you get out in the suburbs, especially an entitled rich suburb, and the game changes a little.
See, the thing about Marblehead that I knew beforehand was when you show up and you go there, it's like you walked into the Truman Show.
Yeah.
It's like heaven. It's gorgeous. Yeah. Everywhere, you're like, oh, my God. Like, how could anyone have any sort of problems? So when people were suggesting that, and now I understand why, because of some of the calls we got. Jeremy, real quick. We'll go to Jeremy on line 3. We have a few more calls to do. Jeremy, what's up?
Yes, how are you?
Hey.
Good. So I used to work for UPS out in Marblehead, and I did it for 4 years. Normally, you have dog treats in the truck for all the dogs, because there's a lot of dog walkers in Marblehead, was walking around. So one time, I'm coming back from my truck after delivering a package, and this lady's sitting there with her dog right by my door. So I pet the dog and say, hey, have a good afternoon. I get up on my truck. I turn on. She's like, where are you going? I'm like, I got to go do my stuff. So have a good day. She goes, you're not going to give a treat to my dog. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't have the truck that I normally have today. So I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't have a treat. She goes, my dog is going to be so upset. What kind of UPS driver are you? You don't have a stupid freaking treat for my dog? I'm like, lady, won't you just go to your house and get him a treat? She goes, he's going to mope home all the way home and not have a treat. I'm like, I have to deal with this dog all day. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Are you serious?
You just keep treats in your pocket.
I guess so. All right.
Should have known better.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, let's get to our next 911 call. Once again, these are real calls to the Marblehead 911.
I have a little twist.
It's a little twist. It's not Brookline.
Why don't we insert Marblehead into it? Mm-hmm. The sheriff.
All right. So let's get to it. Here is here's our next call to Marblehead 911.
Marblehead, please record it, line.
My television does not work.
I don't mean to stop.
Marblehead, please record it, line.
My television does not work. It has not worked all morning, and I thought all the neighbors were out, but it's not. It's me. And it keeps putting on it, no signal, press input. Well, I don't have any input on this.
That's obvious. That's blatantly obvious, ma'am. You have no input.
So how do you think the person responds?
I'm about to say something really sexist. I don't think women, first of all, in the first place, understand the audio input button. I don't think I've ever had a woman in my life who hasn't asked me, how do I get it from one thing to the next? It's like, well, it's this button right here. Well, I don't understand the concept. But this lady took it to the next level, and she called 911 for help with this. Something makes me think that she's a regular caller to this line.
Do you think she has cable?
And it keeps putting on it. No signal. Press input. Well, I don't have any input on this. And so I haven't had television all day. But I've lived here for about 18 years, and I've had television right up until today.
Okay.
Everything else is working fine. Yes, it's just that the television doesn't end. The sign keeps coming on. So it says no signal.
Okay.
Press input. Well, of course, I don't have any input here.
Okay. Do you have cable TV or do you use an antenna?
Oh, no.
That's when her head exploded. You see, I turn on the TV and there's TV. Well, do you have cable or is it antenna? And I love how they, and by the way, kudos to the 911 operators, by the way, continuing to keep their cool through all of this. They're just like, all right, let's let her speak her piece.
Okay. Do you have cable TV or do you use an antenna?
Well, I've got a television that was installed here, which I've been using ever since I've been here, and it's been fine.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see if I can figure out who to put my hands on to help you get that figured out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I mean, she has no idea. Those people, those 911 operators who say this a lot in Brookline, these people are saints.
Right.
All of them.
I'll contact the Geek Squad Department of the Police.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And they'll come over with their cool suits and try to jiggle the thing in the back. Our IT guy will be over there. He looks a lot like John Wallach, if you know what he looks like.
So if you're a police,
not a bad thing.
If you're a police officer in Marblehead, you need to, like, know how to, like, work cable and know the water lines, you know, what you can use for power washing and what you can't.
I'm thinking this is probably an easy fix for any police officer that shows up at that lady's apartment or home or whatever the case may be. I don't think this is a difficult thing. This is a call you probably want to go on because it'll be done in like 4 seconds.
Mm. Wow.
And then there's this one. And this one was just different than the rest. Let's just let this one roll. Real calls to Brookline. Marblehead's 911. As it just disappeared.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened here. So, is this in...
this is the grand finale, too.
I know. What are we going to do? Here, let's go. Let's take this call real quick while we're waiting. Let's go to Michael. Michael, line one. What's up, man?
What's up, man? I have a different perspective of Marblehead. I am somebody who is actually a blue-collar worker and skiff who's forced to live with these creatures.
Forced? How are you forced?
I'm forced to live with these creatures. No, but it's a nice town, believe me. I have no problem living there, but these people exist. I'm the guy that shows up to, like, the school meetings with a Misfits t-shirt on, and you should see the look I get. Like a sleeve of tattoos. You know, I gave my kid a pot tie. He's sitting at the bus stop. You would have thought I gave him a cigarette. The looks I was getting from these people. I'm giving my kid a pot tie.
All right, man. Well, appreciate the call. Okay, here we go. Here is our final call.
Marblehead, please. Still in your calls recorded.
Oh, hi. I'm just calling. I'm sure this is totally normal, but I just thought, like, sometimes when you see something that's unusual that you should just, like, say something. Mm-hmm. We were just driving home from Old Town, and there was a kid walking. He had like, pretend armor on, but he also had, like, a giant sword thing.
And where did you see him?
I'm on Abbott Street. He was at the very top of Abbott Street, kind of walking down towards Jersey. And it just kind of seemed a little unusual, and he looked kind of angry.
Okay, I'll have somebody take a look for him.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
We found John Wallach in Marblehead.
Well, you know what the Marblehead mascot is, right?
It's the Marblehead Magicians, my friend. I had a listener bring that to my attention, and he's right. They're the Marblehead Magicians.
He's LARPing all over Marblehead.
He had, like, pretend armor on, but he also had, like, a giant sword thing.
John, ready to go to thy fantasy LARP.
And it just kind of seemed a little unusual, and he looked kind of angry.
Yes, he did. All right.
Find me that Burger King.
Fixing all the televisions.
Well, all I can say is thank you to our listeners, because I would have had no idea. I would have had no idea. Hang on. Is this really him? Line three. Guy from Machine?
Yeah, hey. Is this
Guy from Machine.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.